Thanks for joining us. We're back. Dr. Yardley is here.
And welcome to all.
Absolutely. In just a second, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Joan. Now, she is a little different from some of your patients. A lot of your patients talk about, you know, they get the treatment and they're up off the table, they're dancing, big changes right away. Joan was a little more gradual.
That's true. That is one response. But Joan's experience was a little different, as it is for many people, in that it takes longer for her to see the results that she's looking for. In fact, right after the adjustment, the body's going through a number of changes, and that might not feel so comfortable.
Yeah, you've told us before where people go through the adjustment and then things start to change.
It can happen, yes.
Well, let's find out what happened to Joan. Joan, welcome to the show. And Dr. Yardley is here too.
Hi, Joan.
Oh, hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Joan, we like to start these segments when we talk to people by finding out what their situation was like. So before you ever saw Dr. Yardley, what were you suffering from? What was your quality of life like?
Well, I was pretty miserable for a number of years. I especially noticed it about 5 years ago when we went on vacation, and I just stayed in bed the whole time on a heating pad. I had a lot of pain in the back of my neck, lower back, and my arms would never quit throbbing.
Really? And I understand there was like a constant tightness and pain around your shoulder blades?
Yeah, it was almost like there were little tinglies in there all the time with the pain going on. And
were you able,
a lot of muscle ache.
Were you able to sleep with that kind of ongoing pain?
Oh, no. Not at all, no. I had the heating pad, and I'd wake up probably 5 or 10 times a night and turn it back on, turn it off, turn this way, that. I had pillows stacked up in circles around me just to stay still.
How about the outer extremities? How are your hands?
There was a lot of numbness, and I'm on the computer day in and day out, uh-huh. And that was pretty bad because I had to have my arms out. And, of course, that put even more pressure on the neck, and then I couldn't feel my fingers.
Well, that would be freaky.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Yeah, and what about, we often hear about lower back pain. You indicated there was a little bit of problem with the lower back, too.
Yeah, I have off and on for probably 30 years some lower back pain, and then would get that pinched nerve, and then it would go down the leg.
Oh, yeah, sciatica.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what they prescribed, and I took muscle relaxers for probably 15 years.
Muscle relaxers for 15 years?
Off and on, yeah. I lived on them.
Whoa. Well, so...
It was awful.
it sounds awful. You've convinced me. So let's talk about the procedure. You went and saw Dr. Yardley for the adjustment. What was your experience of that like?
Well, besides them all being so friendly and open, and I knew exactly what was going on, what to expect, and then it was like nothing happened. And, of course, I walked away thinking, now, wait a minute. How could that have done anything?
Okay.
And I had a friend of mine that recommended me to Dr. Yardley. I'd been going to him for many, many years. And,
and
she said, you'll never even know he did anything, you know, because you can't, the sleight of touch and... And it was just...
So it's a very gentle procedure. So
totally.
Tell us, I understand that you didn't just jump off the table and start dancing a jig. Tell me what your progression was. Was there improvement?
I didn't probably see any improvement until about 2 months. And I noticed it when I went hiking. And I started to feel like I had more energy. And then... About 3 months would go on, and I have a very stressful job, and I sit down a lot. I'm in a lot of meetings, so I'm holding my shoulders tight. And I noticed that it didn't hurt quite as bad about 3 months. I would have a couple good days a week where I used to have none.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of progressed like 3 days a week, 4 days a week, and now I might have one bad day every other week, and... That's been, 9 months? No, not quite 9 months, about 8 months.
So let's talk about this a little bit. Let's talk about how your life has changed. Let's just go down the list here. Shoulder pain with the shoulder blades. What's happened with that?
Once in a while, I feel that same tightness, and it worries me that it's coming back. and then the next day, it's just entirely gone, and I feel no pain at all, which I haven't felt like for, 15 years?
How about your lower back pain?
I don't have any.
Whoa.
I don't have the sciatica anymore, and that was bothering me you know, several times a month, every month.
Yeah, sure. And the finger numbness?
I still have a little bit of that tingling.
Just a touch,
on.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you rate your quality of life?
Awesome.
You hear that, Dr. Yardley?
Yes.
I mean, awesome.
I like that term.
Well, I have, like I said, I have a real stressful job, and it scared me when I first started it. I started 2 years ago, and I thought, how in the world am I going to handle this? Because it was a lot of overtime was required.
Yeah.
And now we're really ramping up, and I feel like $1 million. I could work 15 hours a day, and then I work on Saturdays, and I'm fine.
You sound pretty happy.
The energy. I mean, I haven't had that kind of energy for so long.
Thank you for making the time to talk to us today. It's just a ringing endorsement.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Yardley.
My pleasure. You take care, Joan.
You betcha.
So maybe you've been listening and you're wondering, gosh, I wonder if this could help me. Well, maybe you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You know, you can find out. It's really easy. Just call right now. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, next with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. on AM 770, The Truth.